You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Saturday to you. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate you hanging out with me, taking you all the way up until 6:30. That's when you will get Atlanta United pregame action. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, Five Stripes Countdown. We will lead you up to that again coming at 6:30. Then at 7:30, Mike Conti, Jason Longshore on the call for Atlanta United football action. They're going to be taking on the reigning MLS champion Columbus Crew. But we still got a lot to do before we get to that point. A lot of fun to have before we get to that point. And I'll let you know what's coming up on the show. So we'll talk about the Braves here in a couple of minutes. Eddie, if you heard my crosstalk with Chris Thomas, shout out to Turtle, then you know that I was at the game, left around the bottom of the eighth inning, was walking out right as the eighth inning was ending, I believe, or right as the bottom of the eighth was happening, something like that. But either way it goes, Braves get the win. Eddie Rosario helps fuel the comeback for the Bravos. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll have the phone lines open at 6:40 because I'm going to talk about the best five and the worst five case scenarios. So the five best case scenarios and the five worst case scenarios for the Atlanta Falcons this season, according to Josh Kendall, our very own Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. He put out his, again, five best and five worst case scenarios for the Falcons this season. I'll react to that, and then I'll get your reaction to it at 5:40.
Okay, because you said 640.
I said 640?
Yeah.
I meant 540. I'm sorry.
What kind of show you got going on? Okay, 540. We're good.
No,
okay.
640, I will be off the air, and you'll be hearing the illustrious and soothing sounds of Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon. So 540, I meant 540. Thank you, E. Appreciate that. And shout out to my guy E for holding it down behind the glass. E, I'm going to come back to you in just a second, too, actually. So that's going to happen at 540. We'll take your calls on the 5 best-case scenarios and 5 worst-case scenarios, according to Josh Kendall. We'll hit some NFL headlines at 6 o'clock, and then at 6:20, just like we end every single version of an extended edition of Hometown Take, we do it every Friday on our regularly scheduled edition of Hometown Take, which, by the way, is 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. Check your boy out. If you're not up that early, you can tune into the Odyssey app. Download the free Odyssey app. It's easy. Just search 929 The Game, find the Hometown Take, and you can listen to me on the go, at home. Doesn't matter. But you can tune in there in case you're not up 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. If you are, by the way, up 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., tune into your boy right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game in the morning. All right. We're also keeping an eye on Team USA in South Sudan. 2-point game right now, 99-97, 20 seconds left. Ooh. And South Sudan actually just hit a 3. So now South Sudan's up 1 point, 100-99. Team USA is down. They're going to lose one of these showcases, one of these tune-up games before the Olympics. We'll see. We'll keep you up to date and give you an update on that here in just a second and talk about that. But we'll do Grillin' Dylan at 6:20. I almost said 6 again. 5:20. No, it is 6:20, actually. It's 6:20. See, now my times are screwed up. We'll do Grillin' Dylan at 6:20. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports. We can talk about whatever you want at 6:20. So the phone lines will be open then as well. And we'll give you a little bit of an Atlanta United preview as well before we hand things off to the 5 Stripes countdown. So that is what's coming up on this edition of the Hometown Take. First and foremost, though, again, going back a few minutes when we were talking to Chris Turtle Thomas, he was saying Del Taco has now taken the number one spot when it comes to fast food places over Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A now dropping to 3 behind Del Taco and KFC. First of all, I am absolutely appalled. I am absolutely shocked. And I think, to be honest, it's not accurate. Chick-fil-A, to me, still feels like it's number one in everybody's hearts. But while we were in commercial break before we kicked things off here on a Saturday edition of the Hometown Take, I saw a commercial on the televisions in front of me that Zaxby's now is going to have tacos. No beef, obviously. They don't do beef. But they're going to have chicken tacos. And so that got me thinking, Eric, I would go eat a chicken taco at Zaxby's before I would go to Del Taco and have a taco. It's just, why am I going to Del Taco? Like, Taco Bell's always been there for me. I know what I'm going to get from Taco Bell. I ain't going to Del Taco. I'm sticking with Taco Bell all the way. I ain't going to Del Taco. And shout out to the Kang, LeBron James. He just put Team USA back up a point, making a driving layup. So now 101 to 100, 8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We'll see how Team USA can finish it out, see if they can get the win or not here. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But LeBron doing LeBron things, showing he's still the GOAT and still can get the job done late in the game. Just too easy taking the guy off the dribble and scoring the bucket. But we'll keep you up to date. Let's, however, swing things over to Truist Park, where the Braves are getting ready for game 2 of a doubleheader. Obviously, they were supposed to play the St. Louis Cardinals in the series opener last night, first game back from the All-Star break, but Mother Nature said, no, no, no. Y'all gonna have to play a doubleheader tomorrow. So that's exactly what the Braves are doing, winning game 1. We'll talk about that game in just a minute. But game 2, news came out moments ago that he's back. Bryce Elder going to be on the mound for the Bravos for game 2 of this doubleheader against the St. Louis Cardinals. So we'll see what Bryce can do. Look, Bryce, just give me a quality start, man. That's all I want from Bryce Elder. Just give me a quality start. Give me 6 innings, 2 runs or less. Just keep us in the ball game.
Two runs or less?
Yeah.
That's more than a quality start. That's you know, ace type stuff. You know, give me five innings and three runs or less. That's
I'll take that too.
Yeah.
I'll take that too.
If you give me six innings in less than two, the Braves should be up. You know, five and three means we're in the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you got big expectations. So, okay, I'll take it. Definitely take it.
I think he's capable of – well, we definitely know we saw it last year. He's capable of something like that. It's just a matter of will we get that or not. And, by the way, Team USA, just by the skin of their teeth, do beat South Sudan again, another one of their showcase tune-up games before the Olympics. Final score, 101-100. South Sudan, though, playing a – good game, but Team USA does get the win. But back to the Braves. Hopefully, Bryce Elder can, again, give us, like Eric said, I'd even take the five innings, three runs, like E said. But six innings, two runs or less, that'll be great too. That'll be ideal, honestly. So he'll be on the mound for game two. Starting lineup, I believe, has come out. I'll give that to you here in just a second as well. But a good start to the second half of the season. Braves get the 3-2 comeback win in game one. And by the way, before we go all the way into game one, here's the starting lineup for game two. Jarrett Kelnick going to lead off and play center field. Ozzie Albies going to hit second and play second. Austin Riley hitting third, playing third. Matt Olson going to hit cleanup, playing first base. Marcell Ozuna going to be the DH hitting fifth. Eddie, the hero from game one, going to be back in playing left field for game two. Adam Duvall batting seventh and playing right field. Sean Murphy going to be catching and batting eighth. And then batting ninth is going to be Orlando Arcia. He is playing shortstop, his usual position. So that's the starting lineup for the Braves in game two. First pitch set for 7:20. Again, Bryce Elder going to be on the bump to start. All right, now let's backtrack to game one. Your boy was at the game. Got there a little late, but that's okay. We don't need to bring that up. Anywho, I didn't miss anything when I got there. I think I got to my seat. It was the top of the fourth inning. I got into Truist Park at the bottom of the third inning. Got to the seat about the top of the fourth. Nothing, though, had happened yet. I think the Cardinals had like three hits. The Braves had like two hits, so I ain't missed much anything, really. But we see the Cardinals go up 2-0. Really, they went up 1-0 if I'm starting really from scratch. They go up 1-0 after a leadoff triple thanks to an Adam Duvall error in right field. And then you get the single, and that put the Cardinals up 1-0. And then you get the Nolan Arenado home run the very next inning in the top of the sixth. But then, or actually, that was the top of the seventh that Arenado hit the solo shot, and it was the top of the sixth that Burleson had the RBI single. So we go into the bottom of the seventh. Braves were down 2-0, and it was starting to feel like, man, oh, man, oh, man, here we go. This Braves offense is looking a little funky today. I don't know if they were thrown off because they thought they were going to play last night, had kind of a wacky night last night with the rain delay, just kind of sitting for a while. Then the game gets postponed, and then they have to play the doubleheader today, so maybe they're a little bit thrown off, but the offense just looking like it ain't it right now. But bottom of the seventh, you get a Matt Olson ground out to short. Marcell strikes out swinging, so it's two outs. Nobody on here like, all right, it's just looking like not much is going to happen. I'm getting ready to get up from the seat and think, oh, man, I'm going to come in and, you know, who knows what the Braves are going to do. I'm just going to have to go in or during my drive to the station, hope for the best. But two-out rally ensues. Travis d'Arnaud, little D, he singles to left. And then I see Eddie Rosario come up to the plate, and I'm like, all right, Eddie, let's channel some of that magic. And then I start to hear faint chants of Eddie. And it starts getting louder and louder and louder. And then I'm like, okay, we're doing this. And I start chanting Eddie. And then the moment happens.
Catches the bullpen takeover. Eddie Rosario out to right field. At the wall. Into the chop house. Just like that, we are tied.
Eddie Rosario with the two-run shot, the game-tying two-run shot, and he ties things up while the crowd is chanting his name. That was such a cool moment. Coolest moment of the game. So I felt like, look, even though I got there a little bit late, I saw what I needed to see. Besides, obviously, the Ozzie Albee sack fly in the bottom of the 10th inning, because this game did go to extras. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a minute.
Huh? Got there late. Had to leave early.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you got some free tickets or something, because you just donated your money to the Braves today.
Oh, I did get free tickets.
Okay, good. Yeah, right. Go back to your seat.
All right. So Eddie hits the two-run to a game-tying shot, and, man, that was just a cool moment. The coolest moment of the game, besides, obviously, the Braves winning the game. So I'm glad I was able to get to see that. And then fast forward, bottom of the ninth, Braves have a chance to win it. Marcell Ozuna singles to left with one out. Then we get Eli White running for Marcell. Travis d'Arnaud singles to center field. White gets all the way to third. So you got runners on the corners with one out. Eddie Rosario had a chance to be the hero again, but he strikes out. And then Adam Duvall flies out to left. That ends it. So we go to the top of the 10th inning. Pierce Johnson does his job, doesn't let the Cardinals score. And then the bottom of the 10th, Zach Short hit a sacrifice to the pitcher. Adam Duvall is able to get to third. Jarrell Kelenic walks. Then Ozzie Albies hits the sacrifice fly. Adam Duvall scores from third, and that would be the game. Braves win it 3-2, and look, it wasn't pretty, really, besides the Eddie Rosario two-run home run. The offense didn't put up 5-6 runs like we want them to, but a win is a win is a win. Offense came up clutch when they needed to. Got the job done. That's all that matters at the end of the day. And you're starting your quote-unquote second half, you know, the unofficial official second half of the season. Well, the post-All-Star break part of the season, you start that off with a win. So good vibes here on a Saturday. Braves win game 1, 3-2. Game 2 starting a little over 2 hours from now, about 2 hours and 5 minutes. Bryce Elder and the Bravos will be looking to take the sweep of the doubleheader. And we'll see if they're able to get it done. But when we come back here, we'll transition from one field to another field. The Falcons, 50 days away, by the way, from some Atlanta Falcons regular season football. And Josh Kendall, he is the Atlanta Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. He put out his 5 best and 5 worst case scenarios for the Falcons this season. I'll tell you what they are, give you my thoughts. And then we'll take your calls at 540 as well. So stay tuned. Keep it locked here to the Hometown Take. Talking Falcons. Best and worst case scenarios, what are they? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. Taking you up until 6:30. Then we will hand things off to the Five Stripes Countdown with Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. See my man Abe in there getting ready to keep you all up to date and help preview this, what's going to be a tough matchup for Atlanta United taking on the reigning MLS champion Columbus Crew. They're third currently in the Eastern Conference table this season as well. So we'll talk more about that before we end the show at 6:20. We'll get into that before we do Grillin' Dylan. But right now, I want to talk to you about the Atlanta Falcons, as we are, as I told you, 50 days away from some Falcons football. Is close, and it'll be here before you know it. We'll be live at training camp on Wednesday. So the vibes will be immaculate there, too, as well. Be in the Ticketmaster studio. So it's all getting very, very close. Some teams have already reported to training camp as well. So football is here. It's football season, y'all. And with that, Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, he put out his 5 best and worst case scenarios for the Falcons this season. I'm going to tell you about them, talk to you about them, react to them, and then in about about 17 minutes from now, I'm going to take your calls on them. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929, and you can give me your thoughts on Josh Kendall's five best-case scenarios and his five worst-case scenarios for the Falcons this season. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, number one, we'll start with the best-case scenarios. We'll start optimistic here, right? Start with the good ones. Number one, the Falcons start 2-1. And I think this is a definitely best-case scenario. And he mentioned it, too. He was like, yeah, the Falcons obviously could start 3-0. They could start 6-0. And obviously that would be the best-case scenario. But he mentioned in his article that he is trying to keep it realistic. Starting with the Steelers, who will be better this season, you have to think, with Russell Wilson and a whole bunch of former Falcons from last year, Jonnu Smith, Cordell Patterson and company. You have to think they'll be better. Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, still part of that team. T.J. Watt, Micah Fitzpatrick. Like, they have talent. They'll be solid. You don't know what to expect from them offensively because guess what? Your old head coach, Arthur Smith, is the offensive coordinator there, and who knows what he's going to try and do that first week of the season. So you're not sure what to necessarily expect offensively with a new quarterback, new offensive coordinator. You're not sure what to think. But you do know this when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know that they'll be ready. You know that they'll be well coached under Mike Tomlin. You know they got some talent. So it's going to be a tough game, first game of the season. Now, luckily, it is at home. Falcons do open things up in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the Steelers. But it's going to be a tough game. That's why also, too, one of these best-case scenarios that the Falcons have a real home field advantage. We'll get to that more about that in just a second. But that's why it's going to be really important, Falcons fans. Y'all come out game one and show out. Don't let these Steelers fans get y'all tickets, man. Y'all come up, show out, and be loud game one. Because these Steelers fans, they know how to travel. Don't even let them in the building, you know what I'm saying? But that is definitely a best-case scenario. You start 2-1 when you talk about taking on the Steelers, the Eagles, who are revamped. They got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. The Eagles do, coming off of a season where started off hot, but really gave out. And injuries was part of it, but that defense didn't look really good towards the end of the season. Offense was at the end of the season, but they added Saquon Barkley. They also added Bryce Huff, I believe. So They still got plenty of talent. Still got a really good offensive line, even with Jason Kelce retiring. They still got plenty of dudes on that team. So that's going to be a tough game. That's going to be in Philly, a hostile environment as well. So that's going to be a tough game. Monday Night Football, too. So a lot of pressure going to be on that game, taking on a good team in prime time on the road. That's not going to be an easy game. Then, obviously, you're taking on the back-to-back Super Bowl champions. I was trying to say world champions, almost said World Series. But you're taking on the back-to-back Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, in Week 3. Now, again, good news. It'll be at home. Sunday Night Football, too. Prime time, it'll be fun. But it's going to be a very tough ball game as well. And the Chiefs, they got better, too. Got some better offensive weapons. And they still got that dude, Patrick Mahomes. And they still got one of the best tight ends in football right now, Travis Kelce, and still one of the top, maybe the top defensive player in football right now, and Chris Jones. And they still got one of the best coaches, if the not best coach in the NFL right now, in Andy Reid. So, say all that to say, first three games are tough. And if you find a way to go 2-1 in your first three, that's really, really good. And that shows this Falcons team is really, really good. Now, I don't even care which two you win. You beat all three. You beat two out of those three teams. You're doing something right. Whether it's you win the first two, lose to KC, even lose the first, bounce back, win the second two. However it comes, at the end of three games, if you're 2-1, that is promising for Falcons fans as far as what this team could be this season. So I do agree with Josh Kendall there. That definitely is a best case scenario. Another best case scenario he has, Kirk Cousins throws for 4,500 yards. And if Kirk Cousins does that, I think it's a best case scenario for a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously, that's a good amount of yards. And that means Kirk Cousins was slanging that thing. That means he had no problems with the offensive line blocking, which again, I don't think there's going to be too many concerns with the offensive line. I mean, again, an offensive line gives up sacks. It's going to happen. But the way Kirk Cousins is able to get the ball out so quickly, and I think that's going to be a big part of this offense, Kirk Cousins not holding on to the ball for too long, getting the ball out quickly, I think that's going to be a big part of Zach Robinson's offense, is making sure he gets the ball out quickly. I think there will be a lot of short slants, curl routes, drag routes, things of that nature. So I think Kirk Cousins will be able to get the ball out quick. He'll get in the hands of his playmakers like Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Rondell Moore, Ray-Ray McCloud. He'll get the ball in the hands of his playmakers early on, and he won't have to hold the ball for too long. So I don't think protection will be an issue. But, again, throwing for 4,500 yards, that means you're going deep a little bit too. So that will be definitely a good thing. So it means, one, the offensive line was fairly good in pass protection. But it also means, two, they were probably pretty balanced. Because even though 4,500 is a lot of yards, you know, 5,000 yards mean he was really, really throwing that thing. But 4,500, it's a pretty modest number. And I think that probably means we were pretty balanced with the run game as well. So that means Bijan Robinson probably had a solid season. Tyler Algier maybe even had a solid season. So my point is that the running game was there as well. It wasn't all just Kirk Cousins. That this is a balanced Falcons football team, specifically if Kirk Cousins get to the 4,500 number or around that number. I think that also means not only was Kirk Cousins able to throw the ball as much as he wanted to do and as much as Zach Robinson wanted him to, but that also means they were running the ball effectively as well. So I think there's a couple of different meanings with that number there. So I think that also is a best-case scenario for the Falcons. Number three, the defensive stars shine. And I'm going to read actually what Josh Kendall said when it comes to that. So he says this, quote, "That would mean another big season for safety Jesse Bates, who had 6 interceptions in his first season in Atlanta, plus a reinvigorated defensive tackle, Grady Jarrett, and more impact from cornerback A.J. Terrell. Jarrett has promised he's as motivated for his 10th year as he's ever been after missing 9 games last year because of an ACL tear. If he can approach his career high of 7.5 sacks, it will have positive ripple effects across the defensive line. As for Terrell, he will be playing in the final year of his contract unless he signs a new deal in the next 2 months. That will make it a good time to get his first interception since 2021 and maybe a few more." I actually want to expand upon what he was talking about there as far as the defensive stars shine. Yes, you definitely want Jesse Bates to have a repeat season, as much of a duplicate season to last year as he can. 100-plus tackles, 6 interceptions, you know, a pick six, maybe a couple more pick sixes if he wants to. You want Grady Jarrett to approach that 7.5 sack number, get close to that. And you want A.J. Terrell to get, you know, at least one interception, but hopefully more than that. But I think part of this, the defensive stars shine, I think it also, and I know these guys aren't quote-unquote stars, but how about Braylon Trice showing that he was a high-value pick, getting him in the 3rd round? How about Arnold Ebiketie making himself a star and having a breakout season? Because it's about that time. Arnold Ebiketie's been in the league for long enough. It's time for him to put up some real numbers. And I think him being that dude this year, one of those dudes this year, is really important. Kentavious Street, him really making a name for himself. And then, again, too, seeing guys like Lorenzo Carter and other guys like that show up as well, too. So, you know, again, you do want to be carried by the stars and Grady, Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell, but also want to see some stars get made next season for the Falcons. Again, Braylon Trice, how about have a nice rookie season? Maybe even be in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year in the NFC. How about Arnold Ebiketie make a name for himself, establish himself as one of the better pass rushers in the NFL? How about Kentavious Street, David Onyemata? David Onyemata is already an established name, but Kentavious Street, how about he have another productive season? So, not only do I want to have guys who already have established names, show up and show out, but I want to see a couple of stars made here in Atlanta as well, especially on that defensive line. Number four, Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300 yards. And if he does that, again, that goes back to this Falcons offense being balanced, because we know the ball is going to be thrown, the ball is going to be in the air. But if Bijan is rushing for 1,300 yards as well, that means that Christian McCaffrey role got played to just about a T that we all know Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris wants Bijan to be in. So I would really, really like to see Bijan rush for 1,300 yards, because last time we had a 1,000-yard rusher, guess what? Went to the Super Bowl. That was Devontae Freeman, believe it or not. So I'm not saying an 1,000-yard rusher guarantees you a Super Bowl, but if you have a 1,300-yard rusher, you feel pretty good about your team as far as being able to run the ball, and obviously they should be able to throw the ball as well. So, yeah, Bijan Robinson rushing for 1,300 yards, you're feeling pretty good about what your football team can do, especially offensively. And then I told you number five, Falcons have a real home field advantage. Yeah. Look, this is how I feel about the Falcons and fans showing up and all that good stuff. The Falcons are good. The fans are going to show up. I feel like we've seen that before. 2016, the NFC Championship game was rocking. And, of course, I know it's an NFC Championship game, chance to go to Super Bowl. I get all that. But I think even that season, team was rocking. Or the Bengals was rocking. At the Dome, I guess, at that time, Georgia Dome, was rocking. If the team starts winning games, the fans are going to show up. If you give fans a reason, and y'all let me know if I'm right about this. We'll have the phone lines open here in about 5 minutes. 404-726-0929. Falcons start winning, y'all are going to show up, right? The answer better be yes. All right, let's run through the worst-case scenarios. Actually, you know what? We'll save the worst-case scenarios for the other side. So I told you the best. Falcons start 2-1. Kirk Cousins throws for 4,500 yards. The defensive stars shine. And I added also, too, some stars get made on that defensive side of the football for the Falcons. Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300 yards, and the Falcons have a real home field advantage. Those were the best-case scenarios, according to Josh Kendall of The Athletic. And I agree with him. Let me know what you think. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. What are your best-case scenarios for the Falcons? You can also, if you have some worst-case scenarios, you can bring those to me as well. 404-726-0929. What did Josh Kendall have as his worst-case scenarios? We'll talk about that on the other side and take your calls. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are open. What are we talking about right now? I'm so glad you asked. We are going over, according to Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, the 5 best case scenarios and the 5 worst case scenarios for the Atlanta Falcons this season. I talked about the best case scenarios before the break last segment, and I'll go over those again. And we're about to get to the worst case scenarios now. But to refresh your memory, or if you're just joining us here on the Hometown Take, appreciate you joining us, by the way. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Here are the 5 best case scenarios for the Falcons this season, according to one Josh Kendall. Number one, the Falcons start 2-1. Obviously, they're taking on 3 pretty tough opponents to kick the season off. 2 of the 3 are at home, though, so that is the good news. But 3 tough opponents in the Steelers at home, week 1, Philly, the Eagles on the road, Monday Night Football, week 2, and then the reigning Super Bowl champs, back-to-back Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs coming in Sunday Night Football week 3 here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So if you find a way to win 2 out of those 3 games, I don't even care which 2 they are, but if you find a way to come out 2-1 after 3 weeks, this Falcons football team going to be good, going to be really good. So that is one of the best-case scenarios. One of the other best-case scenarios, Kirk Cousins. Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, he throws for 4,500 yards. And again, I said that was good for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, 4,500 yards is a lot. That means he's airing it out. That means he's going deep. That means he's getting a lot of passing yards week in, week out. But that also means, you know, he didn't quite get to that 5,000-yard mark. It means this offense probably pretty balanced as well. And you got a pretty good running game with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier and company, too. Number 3, the defensive star shine. A.J. Terrell gets his first interception since, what, 2021. Grady Jarrett has a good comeback, bounce back season after tearing his ACL last year. He gets hopefully close to 6-7 sacks, career and a half, 7.5. He can get close to that or even above that, obviously. That would be great. Jesse Bates has another great all-pro season. So if we can have that, and again, I also added to this, if we can see guys like Arnold Ebikadi step up and make a name for himself. Kentavious Street step up and be a force on the inside with David Onyemata. If we can see Braylon Trice make a name for himself early on in his first year in the NFL, that would be great as well. So just the defensive stars shining, the guys who already have made a name for themselves, and I would like to see some guys make them a name for themselves as well. Bijan Robinson, this was the other one. Number 4, he rushes for 1,300 yards. If he does this again, I said this last segment. That means if Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300 yards, that means they played that Christian McCaffrey role. He played that Christian McCaffrey role to a T. And Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, they use Bijan quite nicely if he ends up rushing for 1,300 yards. And last but not least, the Falcons have a real home field advantage. And this is where I really want y'all to let me know. Falcons start winning, y'all going to show up, right? Let me know. 404-726-0929. If you have some best case scenarios for the Falcons as well that I didn't mention, let me know. Phone lines are open right now. 404-726-0929. Let's get into the worst case scenarios for the Falcons. According to, again, Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. Number one, and this would be really, really bad, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, again, we face week one at home in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, score 40 points on the Falcons week one. Arthur Smith, in his return to Atlanta, his revenge game, he drops 40 on the Falcons' head top. That would be absolutely horrible. And that would be such a Falcon thing. Oh, please, though. Please, Lord, don't let it happen.
It wouldn't be that bad as long as we score 44.
That's true. That's true. If we win the game, that's true. If we win the game, it'll be a little joke that we can make, but it'll be fine because we still won. It don't matter.
That's right. Yeah, I can give up 40 as long as I score 44.
And you know what? Honestly, that's a really good point you make, 2E. Not only because of that, because we win, but also because it would, one, show our defense is, I mean, our defense, not our defense, not if we're giving up 40, but it would show obviously our offense has that kind of potential.
Yeah.
Do
you not expect the offense to be ahead of the defense to start the season?
I absolutely expect
it. So, all right, Pittsburgh, you come in here, you drop 40, that's fine. I'm getting 44. Keep going.
So, look, if that happens, in that scenario Eric just laid out, I'm cool with it. Because, again, defense, it usually maybe takes some time. So, we'll see. But if Steelers come in and drop 40 and we lose –
That's not going to be good. That's not going to be good. Again, like I said, please, Lord, do not let it happen. Do not let it happen.
So that is one worst case scenario. Number two, we play the Saints week four, right after we get done playing the Steelers, then the Eagles, and then the Chiefs. Play the Saints, the Aints. It's hate week right after that. We actually play the division after those first 3 weeks. Then we got the Saints, then the Bucks, then the Panthers those next 3 weeks. So you get three tough games to start, and then you get three division games after that. So first 6 weeks, pretty grueling for the Falcons. But in this worst-case scenario, the loss to the Saints means that the Falcons are then 0-4. And obviously, that is not good.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If that happens,
that's
nothing you can say.
If that happens, oh, man, I can't... I don't even want to think about what the storylines are going to be. I don't even want to think about what y'all are going to have to say, you being the fans. I don't even want to think about what I'm going to have to say because I'm going to be absolutely outraged. That means either one and... I don't even want to speak this into existence, so I'm going to say it like this. Either one, there were some major injuries early on, and the backups aren't playing well. Two, Kirk Cousins isn't playing well, and the offense isn't cracked up to what we thought it was going to be. Or the offense is solid, but maybe not as good as we thought. They're maybe scoring like 23, 24 points a game, but the defense – isn't that great? And they're giving up 30 points a game. I mean, there's just so many different scenarios.
You can lose every game by a single point. Like, oh, we've been in every game in the fourth quarter. It does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
You are 0-4.
Don't matter.
There's no positive spin. Zero. It can't happen.
0-4.
It cannot happen.
It can't. 0-4 also means that you are most likely not going to the playoffs. Now, I will say this. I do not expect the Falcons to go 0-4 to start. But by the off chance it does happen, the back half of the schedule is easier. So you would at least have that to look forward to, but you're in such a hole. It would not be good. It would not be a good thing for the Falcons to start 0-4, especially losing to the Aints to make you 0-4 too. Ugh, just makes my skin crawl even talking about it. So that is another worst case scenario by Josh Kendall. Number three, This one is interesting, really interesting. Baker Mayfield is good. Bryce Young is better. Derek Carr is okay. So, the meaning behind that, and I'll actually, matter of fact, I will read you what Josh Kendall had to say about this worst case scenario in particular. So, him saying, Baker is good, Bryce is better, and Derek is okay. He says, quote, the best news for Atlanta in 2024 is it has a new quarterback. The second best news is it's still in its old division, the NFC South. The Falcons went 3-3 in the division last season. They need to top that mark this year because the non-division schedule has gotten tougher. The Falcons now have the best quarterback in the division, and they need that gap to remain pretty wide. If Tampa Bay's Baker Mayfield has another good year, Carolina's Bryce Young takes a big step forward in New Orleans. Derek Carr plays average football. The division games get trickier, which is true. Carolina, they had no choice but to get better. They did get better, a little bit better. Not substantially better, but they got better. The Buccaneers are okay. By the way, in NFL headlines, we were going to touch on Shaquille Barrett retiring. But they did. The Bucs did lose a lot, but at the end of the day, still have Mike Evans. Still have Chris Godwin, who's solid. They still have some pieces. Still got Vita Vea. So they still got some guys. But if Baker Mayfield has another season like he did last year, maybe even a little bit better than he did last year, that's going to make Tampa a pretty tough opponent. And so you're going to have to be ready. You're going to have to be on your P's and Q's if Baker is set up to have or isn't going to end up having another, again, season like he did last year or even better than he did last year. And if Carolina's better, obviously, too, again, it just makes these division games trickier. And remember, after you come off playing the Steelers, Philly, and Kansas City, then you're playing your whole division back to back to back. Saints, Bucks, Panthers. So if the division ends up being better by the time you get to that stretch, it could be a tricky, again, first six games for the Falcons. And you're talking about a really tough schedule because you think, okay, we get through these first three. Maybe we're 2-1. Maybe we get a little bit of a break in the division. But again, if Baker is good, Bryce is better, Derek Carr is okay, and you feel maybe a little bit differently. By the way, also we're going to talk about NFL headlines. Rashid Shaheed, he is coming back to the Saints. They agreed to a one-year deal. He was an exclusive rights free agent, so they bring back a guy who was an all-pro for them last season. All right, so that is number three. Two more here for you. And if you have any thoughts, 404-726-0929. Falcons best case and Falcons worst case scenarios here, and we do have one call on the line. I'll get to that person in just a second. So, Brandon, hang on for me real quick. Losing at Minnesota. Kirk Cousins' return to Minnesota. That will be a tough pill to swallow just because, obviously, Kirk Cousins is going to really want to beat the Falcons. But other than that, I mean, as long as your record is fine, I mean, yeah, you don't want to lose that NFC game because, you know, wild card and stuff. But look, we're looking to win the division anyways. So, really, the only bad part about that is Kirk Cousins losing his return home game or return to old team game. That's really the only downside to me. Plus, I guess, again, losing an NFC game. But if your record is fine, then that's not that big of a deal either. And last but not least, before we get to Brandon, the Falcons have nothing to play for in Week 18. And, again, that just means you had a failure of a season because the expectation is to go to the playoffs. Win the division, go to the playoffs. And even if you don't win the division, at least make the postseason being a wild card. You don't do that, and you have nothing to play for in Week 18. This was a wash, and it feels like a wasted year. Definitely a wasted year. All right, 404-726-0929. I'm taking your thoughts. Your best case scenarios and worst case scenarios for the Atlanta Falcons. Let me know what you got. Brandon has a thought on it. Brandon, what's going on, man? Appreciate you calling up. What's on your mind, brother?
What's happening, Dylan?
What's happening, man?
I want to say shout out to you. You know, I'm one of those guys out there at 5 o'clock in the morning that gets the shout out from you every morning, so I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you, Brandon. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you tuning in on the extended version of the Hometown Take, man. Appreciate that.
So I have two quick takes. First one being, so I believe it was 2016. I was at the divisional round against Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 100% on it. Atlanta shows up when we got a winner. Atlanta shows up when we're doing well.
Right.
You know, nobody can question that. You know, look at the Braves, look at Atlanta United when they're doing good.
Yep.
You know, everybody shows up when we're doing good. So I have no doubt Atlanta's going to be there through anything and everything. So that's always good. You know, we got a winner, we're coming out, we're going to be there. We're going to show up loud and proud.
That's right.
So I'll give you my take on best case scenario. It was one that I didn't hear anywhere in there.
Okay.
So my best case scenario for the year is Kyle Pitts is a legitimate Pro Bowler.
Ooh,
this season.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Brandon. That's a good one. Yeah, because to your point, and I'll let you finish here in just a second, but Kyle Pitts, I mean, we are waiting to see at least some remnants of that Kyle Pitts we saw in his rookie season. And we all feel like, I think Falcons fans, it's fair to say, and Brandon, you let me know if you feel this way too, that him having better quarterback play and being healthy should be the winning formula and the winning recipe to seeing more of that Kyle Pitts we saw in his rookie year, right?
100%. I think health is the main thing. You know, you got to get healthy. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is if you can't run. I mean, so, you know, better quarterback play is going to be the key to it as well. So, you know, I think, and also I want to hit on that last one you made as far as worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Falcons not having anything to play for in week 18, that doesn't necessarily make it a worst case scenario. We could have a division locked up. We could be playing backups. You know, that doesn't mean we're, you know,
that's a good flip.
Worst case scenario.
That's a good flip, Brandon. That's a good flip. That is a great point. We could have a number one seed, or even be, you know, locked into a playoff spot where it's a two seed or whatever. You know, so that is a great flip, Brandon. And I appreciate the phone call, brother. That is a great flip. Look, that's how you look on the bright side right there. You need to have a mindset like Brandon. Just because you ain't got nothing to play for in week 18 don't mean you ain't won nothing. I like that. That was a good flip. Great call there from Brandon. Shout out to Brandon, too, listening to the regularly scheduled Hometown Take 2, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Make sure you catch that as well if you're up that early. Or if you're not, make sure you download that free Odyssey app and you catch it on the go, at home, wherever you are. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app as well. All right. 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, we'll stick with the NFL and we'll touch on some NFL headlines, a couple of retirements happening. Also, we got one veteran who is sticking around and beefing up another AFC powerhouse. And if you still want to get in on the game and talk about the Falcons' best case and worst case scenarios this season, be my guest, 404-726-0929. You can do that as well. More NFL talk on the other side. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate you hanging out with me. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Taking you up until 6:30. So just 27 more minutes to go here for your boy. But we still got a lot to cover and a lot of fun still to have. Phone lines are open, by the way, 404-726-0929. Over the past couple of segments, over the past 20 minutes, we've really been hammering down, really over the past 40 minutes, we've been hammering down and talking about the Falcons and Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. He put out his 5 worst and 5 best case scenarios for the Falcons, and I gave them to you. I'll give them to you again here just to quickly reset. And if you have a thought on those, you can give me a call right now, 404-726-0929. Real quick, 5 best and 5 worst for the Falcons. Starting with the best, number 1, Falcons start 2-1. Number 2, Kirk Cousins throws for 4,500 yards. Number 3, the defensive stars shine. Number 4, Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300 yards. Number 5, a real home field advantage for the Falcons. And those are the best. The 5 worst, number 1, the Steelers score 40 on the Falcons. But Eric made a good point. Falcons score 41. and don't really matter as much because it's still a win. Number two, loss to the Saints results in the Falcons having an 0-4 start to the season. Number three, Baker Mayfield is good, Bryce Young is better, and Derek Carr is just okay. Makes those division games a little bit tougher. Number four, losing at Minnesota, not getting a win in Kirk Cousins' return to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. And then number five, again, shout out to Brandon. He called up, and he actually flipped this one again. But number five for Josh Kendall, as far as worst-case scenarios go, the Falcons have nothing to play for in Week 18. But Brandon did point out it's not a worst-case scenario. It could be a best, depending on how you think about it. Because if the Falcons have, say, the number one seed in the NFC locked up, that ain't a worst-case scenario. You can rest your players, get them ready for the postseason. Or if you just you have any sort of postseason seed locked up and you're locked into, say, maybe the two seed or the three seed or whatever it may be, as long as the Falcons are heading to the postseason and they got nothing to play for in Week 18, it's not a bad, it's not a worst-case scenario. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So if you have a thought, if I told you one that maybe you didn't hear, Brandon also brought up one that didn't hear, Kyle Pitts returning to maybe rookie season Kyle Pitts form and looking like he's a true Pro Bowler, that's one. Or if you have any other ones that you want to point out, or you didn't, again, that you didn't hear me just say just now, give me a call, 404-726-0929. That is the number to get in the game. In the meantime, we will stick with the NFL and touch on some NFL headlines, starting with this. An AFC powerhouse has gotten better. By the way, too, before we get into some NFL headlines, if you need something to watch, my sports fans out there, need something to watch before game two of the Braves doubleheader against the St. Louis Cardinals. Braves won, by the way, in comeback fashion. They won 3-2 in game one of a two-game doubleheader happening tonight, today, I should say, against the St. Louis Cardinals. Atlanta Hawks Summer League is on. Zachary Richache and the Hawks are in action, taking on the New York Knicks in Summer League action. And the Hawks doing well so far, up 6-2 in Summer League action again against the Knicks. That this game just getting tipped off here. But back to some NFL headlines. An AFC powerhouse just got a little bit better. Got some nice veteran help. How about the Ravens signing former Bears safety Eddie Jackson, the two-time Pro Bowler, was announced that he was released. Well, actually, he announced Friday. The team announced Friday. The Ravens announced Friday that Eddie Jackson was signing with the squad, and Jackson was released by the Bears February 15th in a move to free up salary cap space. So if you remember, he's a fourth-round selection back in 2017. He started all 100 games he appeared in over seven seasons with the Bears. Two-time Pro Bowler, as I told you, earned All-Pro honors in 2018 on a Bears defense that carried Chicago to its latest NFC North championship. He has dealt with some injuries over the past couple of years. A foot injury shortened the safety's past three seasons. Still played at least 12 games, though, from 2021 to this past season. He's 30 right now. He's got 15 interceptions, 44 passes defended, 10 forced fumbles, 459 tackles in his career. He's tied for third in Bears franchise history with six career defensive touchdowns, five of which came in his first two seasons. Did have a interception drought, though, kind of like A.J. Terrell's having right now. So maybe this is good news for A.J. Terrell, but after a two-season drought without an interception spanning from 2020 to 2021, or 2022, I guess, Jackson moved from strong safety back to free safety after the Bears drafted Jaquan Brisker in 2022, and that's when Eddie Jackson had his bounce-back season in 22. He led the Bears with four interceptions in 12 games and became a defensive leader for Chicago that obviously traded Roquan Smith to the Ravens, and so now he's joining his former teammate, Roquan, and George Bulldog, by the way, Roquan. He's joining him in Baltimore. So last season, Eddie Jackson had an interception, 37 tackles in 12 games, and he now joins a super, super good safety group in Baltimore with Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams. So, whew, the rich get richer. And look, it's not a scenario where you need Eddie Jackson to do a lot, but, man, he can come in on certain downs because I don't think he'll start over. He's definitely not going to start over Kyle Hamilton. I don't know if he starts over Marcus Williams. And depending on some sets, I don't think you have all three on the field at once. But still, that is a good pickup for the Ravens. And look, they are all in right now and trying to find a way to take down the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. So good pickup there for the Baltimore Ravens. Again, former All-Pro and two-time Pro Bowler Eddie Jackson, former Bears safety, heading to the Baltimore Ravens. Join an old teammate in Roquan Smith out there in Baltimore. A couple of retirements happening in the NFL as of late as well. Former Dolphins and Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake has announced his retirement. Former Alabama running back, if you remember as well. He announced his retirement from the NFL on social media yesterday following 8 seasons in the league. He said this, quote, "It's been an incredible ride." He wrote this on Instagram. He also went on to say, quote, "Hard to believe 8 seasons have come and gone. I've loved the journey, the wins, the moments, big and small, the camaraderie, the energy of it all. Ready to enjoy a little retirement and see where the next chapter takes me. Thanks to everyone that was along for the ride with me. Wouldn't change a thing," end quote. Good wholesome message there from Kenyon Drake. He was selected by the Miami Dolphins in the 3rd round of the 2016 NFL draft. If you remember, after 4 years at Alabama, he was a standout, obviously, for the Tide. He totaled 1,495 rushing yards for Alabama, 23 touchdowns during his time in Tuscaloosa with Miami. He wasn't the guy right away, but he slowly but surely became a main part of that special teams unit and the rushing attack. He recorded 883 yards from scrimmage in 2017. And obviously, we know about this is probably the most famous Kenyon Drake play, the miracle of Miami to beat the New England Patriots. Rob Gronkowski didn't take the right angle. He couldn't get him on the corner, and he rushed in a lateral, took it to the end zone, and literally that was as his time expired, too, to defeat the New England Patriots. So that was fun. He was then traded to the Cardinals in 2019, notched career-high 955 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns later that year, and he also got a 2-year deal from Vegas, but they released him in August of 22. He was most recently a member of the Packers. He made just one appearance for the Packers, though, following 2 years in Baltimore. He only started 5 games in Baltimore. So, look, solid career for Kenyon Drake, but unfortunately, this is, to me, kind of one of those scenarios. Well, and look, 8 years is good. I mean, the average NFL career is, what, four years? Yeah, three. So he had himself a nice career, made himself some scratchle, some money, and he did what he had to do. But, for Kenyon Drake, this is one of those scenarios where, you know, you're a solid running back, but you don't have a career like Derrick Henry or anybody like that where you can have a longer career than most running backs do. But still, a solid career for Kenyon Drake.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but think Kenyon Drake is a prime candidate for a school days moment here on Sports Radio 99 Game, as we are only weeks away from the high school scoreboard show returning.
Right.
And let me educate you, because Kenyon Drake is an ex-Hillgrove Hawk. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know he was a Hillgrove Hawk. How about that?
Was. Yes, he did. Had a great career playing for Hillgrove High School over there in Powder Springs. So, Kenyon Drake, or your peoples, if you're listening, we're going to reach out to you. Come join us on school days this year with Sam and Coach.
Coach Parker.
Coach Parker. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
We're going to miss you, because I know you ain't going to be back this year, are you?
Nah, I'm not going to be back.
I mean, you was original, brother. You was original.
I was OG.
Yeah.
I was OG.
We're going to miss you. You held down the studio for the first, 2 years of the high school scoreboard show?
Yeah. I held down the studio most of the time. I did go out there and do some games for, the second half of year one and a solid portion of year two. But, yeah, man, high school scoreboard show, always a good time. Like you said, Sam Crenshaw.
You didn't move on up, though, so, you know.
After getting up early in the morning on a Friday, you know, I'm laid up by the time them high school shows, the high school games get started and the high school scoreboard show gets started. So, you know, I gotta get my rest, you know what I'm saying? Can't be doing too much out here in these streets. Well, but
congrats, Kenyon Drake. Like I said, former Hillgrove Hawk, so great, great young man.
Hey, so, you know, listen, Kenyon Drake, if you're listening, my boy, first and foremost, appreciate you. Second, Eric Slaughter, Coach Parker, Sam Crenshaw, they're going to be hitting you up. You go ahead, come on the radio station, get on school days. Hey, you know, if you're good on the radio, maybe we get your job up here. You know what I'm saying? We got another Alabama person here on the morning shift. You know, we'll find a spot for you, big dog.
See, now you're offering jobs. I'm talking about school days. You up here offering jobs. You hear that, boss man? He up here offering jobs.
Hey, you know, see, he said he wanted to see what the next chapter. Take him to Sports Radio 99 The Game, you know, if he wants to. We'll see. I'm sure we'll be happy to have him. We'll talk to Mike Conte. We'll get it worked out. Real quick, Speaking of retirement, Shaquille Barrett is retiring. This came from Adam Schefter today on X. He informed the Dolphins, obviously former Buccaneer too. Really cut his teeth, obviously, with the Buccaneers, drafted by the Buccaneers. But he was going to be with the Dolphins. He informed the Dolphins that he wants to spend more time with his family, and he's going to be retiring from the NFL. Barrett, obviously, a Super Bowl, two-time Super Bowl champion, played four seasons with Denver and then five with Tampa Bay. So he actually started with Denver, and he ended with Tampa Bay. And then Rashid Shaheed, told you about this one earlier. He was an exclusive rights free agent. Well, he's going back to New Orleans on a one-year, $5.2 million deal. That's what a source told Adam Schefter. Shaheed was an All-Pro and a Pro Bowl selection last season. The deal was negotiated by his agents Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey. So those are some NFL headlines for you. When we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, you know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, Grillin' Dylan, 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. The Falcons, you want to talk about the Hawks. Summer League action right now. Talk about the Braves. Just a little over an hour away from game two of their doubleheader today against St. Louis Cardinals. We can talk about that. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. We'll also preview Atlanta United's upcoming matchup with the Columbus Crew. We'll talk about that before we hand things off to Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman in Atlanta United. Five Stripes Countdown coming up here in a bit as well, but Grillin' Dylan on the other side. Right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929. If you want to get in the game, you want to talk about the Falcons. We talked about Josh Kendall's five best case scenarios and five worst case scenarios for the Dirty Birds this year. If you got a thought on that, we can talk about that. Atlanta United. We are 8 minutes away, a little less than 8 minutes, actually, away from the Five Stripes Countdown with Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon. If you want to talk about the Five Stripes and how they can take down the reigning MLS Cup champions, Columbus Crew, we can talk about that as well. We're a little bit less than an hour away from the Braves and first pitch of Game 2 between the Bravos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Bryce Elder going to be on the bump for the Braves as well. So if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can do it right now. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929 is the numbre. All right, couple of quick Atlanta United notes. Speaking of Atlanta United, you'll hear a bunch more great insight from Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon here in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to tell you, Five Stripes, obviously, like I said, taking on Columbus Crew. Next match, after this match, not going to be until August 24th when they take on DC United. So a bit of a break after this match for Atlanta United. Hopefully they can go into the break with a dub, but it is going to be tough taking on Columbus Crew. Atlanta United and the Crew faced each other a total of 20 times prior to tonight's meeting. Five Stripes, all-time record against the Crew, not great. Six wins, 10 losses, three draws in MLS regular season and postseason play. Last meeting between these two came in late February, and it was the first regular season match for both sides. Low-scoring affair. Columbus came away with the 1-0 victory. And before that, two teams faced off in the first round of the 2023 MLS Cup playoffs, and Atlanta United's 2023 season ended at Lower.com Field after Columbus won the best-of-three series. So look, we'll see what happens, but gonna need more of that Daniel Rios magic we got against NYFC on Wednesday. We're gonna need some more Saba. We're gonna need those guys to step up in a big way, because it seems like, especially Daniel Rios, he has been the main goal scorer and the main guy to provide the offense, put the ball in the back of the net. So look, we'll see what happens. We'll see if Atlanta United can get themselves a dub and get off to a quick start. And look, that is the key for Atlanta United. I feel like it's always been the key. Can they get that first goal? You hear Jason Longshore talk about it all the time. You hear Garrett Nabe talk about it all the time. Can they get that first goal? Can they be the first ones to put that that critical first goal on the board. If they can do that, put some pressure on Columbus Crew, actually, you know, make them play. And look, Columbus is, I don't think they're the type that, you know, I mean, they're going to park the bus and, you know, after Atlanta United scores. I don't think they're that type, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, teams always are a little bit, obviously, more defensive-minded, maybe a little more lax on the offensive end after they get a lead. But, look, if Atlanta United can put some pressure on them, score the first goal, who knows what can happen. But it is going to be a tough matchup for Atlanta United. One guy to look out for on the Columbus end, Juan Cucho Hernandez. He is the recent winner of the MLS Goal of the Match Day for Match Day 26. 13 goals on the season thus far, so obviously you want to keep him away from the net. And as I told you earlier, Columbus, reigning MLS champions, currently third in the Eastern Conference table. I believe they got 43 points on the table right now. So, look, they're still a pretty good Columbus Crew team you're taking on this year. So, it is going to be a tough, tough matchup for Atlanta United, and we'll see if they're able to get the job done. But again, almost called this man Gabe. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, almost combined the two. They'll be talking to you here in a couple of minutes. I do want to bring up one quick thing that I saw, and this has nothing to do with sports or anything, just a little fun here to have on my final few moments. The mutant era has started in the MCU. Obviously, if you are into Marvel, the Marvel movies, Marvel comics, you know Deadpool and Wolverine coming out July 26th. Is that next Friday, I believe it is? Thursday at midnight, whatever you want to call it. That movie is premiering then. I think I'm going to go see it on the 31st. But Kevin Feige, he is obviously the producer, the man that holds all the cards when it comes to the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He was talking about how with this movie, now they have obviously the X-Men characters at their disposal. They got the mutants at their disposal. He said the mutant era has begun in the MCU. And ooh, just hearing those words makes me so excited, man. Just because, I mean, it just opens up everything that they can do, the crossovers that we'll see. And look, I know some people have been down on the MCU since, obviously, Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. And look, what I will tell you is this. The buildup was better when they were initially building up the MCU because you knew who Captain America was. You knew who Iron Man was. Everybody, the masses, knew who Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow. Everybody knew the Hulk. Everybody knew who those guys were. You weren't really sure about, you know, Hawkeye having his own show or Wanda having her own show, even though that was good. And Loki obviously was good too, but once this buildup is done and we get to Avengers Secret Wars and all that stuff, I'm even excited to see Captain America Brave New World. Once we get to the main plot of this second wave of MCU character and the new Avengers and things of that nature, trust me, you're going to fall in love all over again. But you got to enjoy the ride while it's happening now. But that is my time. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. Appreciate the callers. Appreciate you, Brandon, for tapping in with me as well. And we are about to hand things off to the Five Stripes Countdown. Atlanta United taking on, again, reigning MLS Cup champion Columbus Crew here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman about to get you started here with the Five Stripes Countdown. And then they'll take you all the way up until 7:30. And at 7:30, Mike Conti, Jason Longshore, going to bring you the call between, again, Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew. I will talk to you again Monday morning, 5 a.m. sharp for the regularly scheduled edition Hometown Take. One last time, make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Five Stripes Countdown with Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon is next as Atlanta United gets ready to take on Columbus Crew right here on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate you hanging out with me. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Taking you up until 6:30, so just 27 more minutes to go here for your boy. But we still got a lot to cover and a lot of fun still to have. Phone lines are open, by the way, 404-726-0929. Over the past couple of segments, over the past 20 minutes, we've really been hammering down, really over the past 40 minutes, we've been hammering down and talking about the Falcons and Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. He put out his 5 worst and 5 best case scenarios for the Falcons, and I gave them to you. I'll give them to you again here just to quickly reset. And if you have a thought on those, you can give me a call right now, 404-726-0929. Real quick, 5 best and 5 worst for the Falcons. Starting with the best, number 1, Falcons start 2-1. Number 2, Kirk Cousins throws for 4,500 yards. Number 3, the defensive stars shine. Number 4, Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300 yards. Number 5, a real home field advantage for the Falcons. And those are the best. The 5 worst, number 1, the Steelers score 40 on the Falcons. But Eric made a good point. Falcons score 41, and don't really matter as much because it's still a win. Number 2, loss to the Saints results in the Falcons having an 0-4 start to the season. Number three, Baker Mayfield is good. Bryce Young is better. And Derek Carr is just okay. Makes those division games a little bit tougher. Number four, losing at Minnesota. Not getting a win in Kirk Cousins' return to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. And then number five, again, shout out to Brandon. He called up and he actually flipped this one again. But number five for Josh Kendall, as far as worst case scenarios go, the Falcons have nothing to play for in week 18. But Brandon did point out it's not a worst case scenario. It could be a best depending on how you think about it. Because if the Falcons have, say, the number one seed in the NFC locked up, that ain't a worst case scenario. You can rest your players, get them ready for the postseason. Or if you just, you have any sort of postseason seed locked up and you're locked into, say, maybe the two seed or the three seed or whatever it may be, as long as the Falcons are heading to the postseason and they got nothing to play for in week 18, it's not a bad, it's not a worst case scenario. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So if you have a thought, if I told you one that maybe you didn't hear, Brandon also brought up one that you didn't hear, Kyle Pitts returning to maybe rookie season Kyle Pitts form and looking like he's a true Pro Bowler. That's one. Or if you have any other ones that you want to point out, or you didn't, again, that you didn't hear me just say just now, give me a call, 404-726-0929. That is the number to get in the game. In the meantime, we will stick with the NFL and touch on some NFL headlines, starting with this. An AFC powerhouse has gotten better. By the way, too, before we get into some NFL headlines, if you need something to watch, my sports fans out there, need something to watch before game two of the Braves doubleheader against the St. Louis Cardinals. Braves won, by the way, in comeback fashion. They won 3-2 in game one of a two-game doubleheader happening today, against the St. Louis Cardinals. Atlanta Hawks Summer League is on. Zachary Richache and the Hawks are in action, taking on the New York Knicks in Summer League action. And the Hawks doing well so far, up 6-2 in Summer League action again against the Knicks. That this game just getting tipped off here. But back to some NFL headlines. An AFC powerhouse just got a little bit better. Got some nice veteran help. How about the Ravens signing former Bears safety Eddie Jackson, the two-time Pro Bowler, was announced that he was released. Well, actually, he announced Friday. The team announced Friday. The Ravens announced Friday that Eddie Jackson was signing with the squad, and Jackson was released by the Bears February 15th in a move to free up salary cap space. So if you remember, he's a fourth-round selection back in 2017. He started all 100 games he appeared in over seven seasons with the Bears. Two-time Pro Bowler, as I told you, earned All-Pro honors in 2018 on a Bears defense that carried Chicago to its latest NFC North championship. He has dealt with some injuries over the past couple of years. A foot injury shortened the safety's past three seasons. Still played at least 12 games, though, from 2021 to this past season. He's 30 right now. He's got 15 interceptions, 44 passes defended, 10 forced fumbles, 459 tackles in his career. He's tied for third in Bears franchise history with six career defensive touchdowns, five of which came in his first two seasons. Did have a interception drought, though, kind of like A.J. Terrell's having right now. So maybe this is good news for A.J. Terrell, but after a two-season drought without an interception spanning from 2020 to 2021, or 2022, I guess, Jackson moved from strong safety back to free safety after the Bears drafted Jaquan Brisker in 2022, and that's when Eddie Jackson had his bounce-back season in 22. He led the Bears with four interceptions in 12 games and became a defensive leader for Chicago. That obviously traded Roquan Smith to the Ravens, and so now he's joining his former teammate, Roquan, and George Bulldog, by the way, Roquan. He's joining him in Baltimore. So last season, Eddie Jackson had an interception, 37 tackles in 12 games, and he now joins a super, super good safety group in Baltimore with Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams. So, whew, the rich get richer. And look, it's not a scenario where you need Eddie Jackson to do a lot, but, man, he can come in on certain downs because I don't think he'll start over. He's definitely not going to start over Kyle Hamilton. I don't know if he starts over Marcus Williams. And depending on some sets, I don't think you have all three on the field at once. But still, that is a good pickup for the Ravens. And look, they are all in right now and trying to find a way to take down the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. So good pickup there for the Baltimore Ravens. Again, former All-Pro and two-time Pro Bowler Eddie Jackson, former Bears safety, heading to the Baltimore Ravens. Join an old teammate in Roquan Smith out there in Baltimore. A couple of retirements happening in the NFL as of late as well. Former Dolphins and Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake has announced his retirement. Former Alabama running back, if you remember as well. He announced his retirement from the NFL on social media yesterday following 8 seasons in the league. He said this, quote, "It's been an incredible ride." He wrote this on Instagram. He also went on to say, quote, "Hard to believe 8 seasons have come and gone. I've loved the journey, the wins, the moments, big and small, the camaraderie, the energy of it all. Ready to enjoy a little retirement and see where the next chapter takes me. Thanks to everyone that was along for the ride with me. Wouldn't change a thing," end quote. Good and wholesome message there from Kenyon Drake. He was selected by the Miami Dolphins in the 3rd round of the 2016 NFL draft. If you remember, after 4 years at Alabama, he was a standout. Obviously for the Tide, he totaled 1,495 rushing yards for Alabama, 23 touchdowns during his time in Tuscaloosa. With Miami, he wasn't the guy right away, but he slowly but surely became a main part of that special teams unit and the rushing attack. He recorded 883 yards from scrimmage in 2017. And obviously, we know about this is probably the most famous Kenyon Drake play, the miracle of Miami to beat the New England Patriots. Rob Gronkowski didn't take the right angle. He couldn't get him on the corner, and he rushed in a lateral, took it to the end zone, and literally that was as his time expired, too, to defeat the New England Patriots. So that was fun. He was then traded to the Cardinals in 2019, notched career-high 955 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns later that year. And he also got a 2-year deal from Vegas, but they released him in August of 22. He was most recently a member of the Packers. He made just one appearance with the Packers, though, following 2 years in Baltimore. He only started 5 games in Baltimore. So, look, solid career for Kenyon Drake, but unfortunately, this is, to me, kind of one of those scenarios. Well, and look, 8 years is good. I mean, the average NFL career is, what, four years? Three. So he had himself a nice career, made himself some scratchle, money, and he did what he had to do. But, for Kenyon Drake, this is one of those scenarios where, you know, you're a solid running back, but you don't have a career like Derrick Henry or anybody like that where you can have a longer career than most running backs do. But still, a solid career for Kenyon Drake.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think Kenyon Drake is a prime candidate for a school days moment here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, as we are only weeks away from the high school scoreboard show returning. And let me educate you, because Kenyon Drake is an ex-Hillgrove Hawk. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know he was a Hillgrove Hawk. How about that?
Yes, he did. Had a great career playing for Hillgrove High School over there in Powder Springs. So, Kenyon Drake, or your peoples, if you're listening, we're going to reach out to you. Come join us on school days this year with Sam and Coach.
Coach Parker.
Coach Parker, thank you, sir.
Yes.
We're going to miss you, because I know you ain't going to be back this year, are you?
Nah, I'm not going to be back.
I mean, you was original, brother. You was original.
I was OG.
Yeah.
I was OG.
Brother, we're going to miss you. You held down the studio for the first, 2 years of the high school scoreboard show?
Yeah. I held down the studio most of the time. I did go out there and do some games for, the second half of year one and a solid portion of year two. But, yeah, man, high school scoreboard show, always a good time. Like you said, Sam Crenshaw.
You didn't move on up, though, so, you know.
After getting up early in the morning on a Friday, you know, I'm laid up by the time them high school shows, the high school games get started and the high school scoreboard show gets started. So, you know, I gotta get my rest, you know what I'm saying? Can't be doing too much out here in these streets.
Congrats, Kenyon Drake. Like I said, former Hillgrove Hawk, so great, great young man.
Hey, so, you know, listen, Kenyon Drake, if you're listening, my boy, first and foremost, appreciate you. Second, Eric Slaughter, Coach Parker, Sam Crenshaw, they're going to be hitting you up. You go ahead, come on the radio station, get on school days. Hey, you know, if you're good on the radio, maybe we get your job up here. You know what I'm saying? We got another Alabama person here on the morning shift. You know, we will find a spot for you, big dog.
But see, now you're offering jobs. I'm talking about school days. You up here offering jobs. You hear that, boss man? He up here offering jobs.
Hey, you know, see, he said he want to see you in the next chapter. Take him to Sports Radio 99 The Game, you know, if you want to. We'll see. I'm sure we'll be happy to have him. We'll talk to Mike Conte. We'll get it worked out. Real quick, Speaking of retirement, Shaquille Barrett is retiring. This came from Adam Schefter today on X. He informed the Dolphins, obviously former Buccaneer too. Really cut his teeth, obviously, with the Buccaneers, drafted by the Buccaneers. But he was going to be with the Dolphins. He informed the Dolphins that he wants to spend more time with his family, and he's going to be retiring from the NFL. Barrett, obviously, a Super Bowl, two-time Super Bowl champion, played four seasons with Denver and then five with Tampa Bay. So he actually started with Denver, excuse me, and he ended with Tampa Bay. And then Rashid Shaheed, told you about this one earlier. He was an exclusive rights free agent. Well, he's going back to New Orleans on a one-year, $5.2 million deal. That's what a source told Adam Schefter. Shaheed was an All-Pro and a Pro Bowl selection last season. The deal was negotiated by his agents Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey. So those are some NFL headlines for you. When we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, you know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, Grillin' Dylan, 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever. You want to talk about the Falcons? You want to talk about the Hawks? Summer League action right now. Talk about the Braves. Just a little over an hour away from game two of their doubleheader today against St. Louis Cardinals. We can talk about that. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. We'll also preview Atlanta United's upcoming matchup with the Columbus Crew. We'll talk about that before we hand things off to Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman in Atlanta United. Five Stripes Countdown coming up here in a bit as well. But Grillin' Dylan on the other side. Right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929. If you want to get in the game, you want to talk about the Falcons. We talked about Josh Kendall's five best case scenarios and five worst case scenarios for the Dirty Birds this year. If you got a thought on that, we can talk about that. Atlanta United. We are 8 minutes away, a little less than 8 minutes, actually, away from the Five Stripes Countdown with Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon. If you want to talk about the Five Stripes and how they can take down the reigning MLS Cup champions, Columbus Crew, we can talk about that as well. We're a little bit less than an hour away from the Braves and first pitch of Game 2 between the Bravos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Bryce Elder going to be on the bump for the Braves as well. So if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can do it right now. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929 is the numbre. All right. Couple of quick Atlanta United notes. Speaking of Atlanta United, you'll hear a bunch more great insight from Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon here in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to tell you, Five Stripes, obviously, like I said, taking on Columbus Crew. Next match, after this match, not going to be until August 24th when they take on DC United. So a bit of a break after this match for Atlanta United. Hopefully they can go into the break with a dub, but it is going to be tough taking on Columbus Crew. Atlanta United and the Crew faced each other a total of 20 times prior to tonight's meeting. Five Stripes, all-time record against the Crew, not great. 6 wins, 10 losses, 3 draws. In MLS regular season and postseason play. Last meeting between these two came in late February, and it was the first regular season match for both sides. Low-scoring affair. Columbus came away with the 1-0 victory. And before that, two teams faced off in the first round of the 2023 MLS Cup playoffs, and Atlanta United's 2023 season ended at Lower.com Field after Columbus won the best-of-three series. So look, we'll see what happens, but gonna need more of that Daniel Rios magic we got against NYFC on Wednesday. We're gonna need some more Saba. We're gonna need those guys to step up in a big way, because it seems like, especially Daniel Rios, he has been the main goal scorer and the main guy to provide the offense, put the ball in the back of the net. So look, we'll see what happens. We'll see if Atlanta United can get themselves a dub and get off to a quick start. And look, that is the key for Atlanta United. I feel like it's always been the key. Can they get that first goal? You hear Jason Longshore talk about it all the time. You hear Garrett Nabe talk about it all the time. Can they get that first goal? Can they be the first ones to put that that critical first goal on the board. If they can do that, put some pressure on Columbus Crew, actually, you know, make them play. And look, Columbus is, I don't think they're the type that, you know, I mean, they're going to park the bus and, you know, after Atlanta United scores. I don't think they're that type, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, teams always are a little bit, obviously, more defensive-minded, maybe a little more lax on the offensive end after they get a lead. But, look, if Atlanta United can put some pressure on them, score the first goal, who knows what can happen. But it is going to be a tough matchup for Atlanta United. One guy to look out for on the Columbus end, Juan Cucho Hernandez. He is the recent winner of the MLS Goal of the Match Day for Match Day 26. 13 goals on the season thus far, so obviously you want to keep him away from the net. And as I told you earlier, Columbus, reigning MLS champions, currently third in the Eastern Conference table. I believe they got 43 points on the table right now. So, look, they're still a pretty good Columbus Crew team you're taking on this year. So, it is going to be a tough, tough matchup for Atlanta United, and we'll see if they're able to get the job done. But again, almost called this man Gabe. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman almost combined the two. They'll be talking to you here in a couple of minutes. I do want to bring up one quick thing that I saw, and this has nothing to do with sports or anything, just a little fun here to have on my final few moments. The mutant era has started in the MCU. Obviously, if you are into Marvel, the Marvel movies, Marvel comics, you know Deadpool and Wolverine coming out July 26th. Is that next Friday, I believe it is? Thursday at midnight, whatever you want to call it. That movie is premiering then. I think I'm going to go see it on the 31st. But Kevin Feige, he is obviously the producer, the man that holds all the cards when it comes to the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He was talking about how with this movie, now they have obviously the X-Men characters at their disposal. They got the mutants at their disposal. He said the mutant era has begun in the MCU. And ooh, just hearing those words makes me so excited, man. Just because, I mean, it just opens up everything that they can do, the crossovers that we'll see. And look, I know some people have been down on the MCU since, obviously, Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. And look, what I will tell you is this. The buildup was better when they were initially building up the MCU because you knew who Captain America was. You knew who Iron Man was. Everybody, the masses, knew who Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow. Everybody knew the Hulk. Everybody knew who those guys were. You weren't really sure about, you know, Hawkeye having his own show or Wanda having her own show, even though that was good. And Loki obviously was good too, but once this buildup is done and we get to Avengers, Secret Wars, and all that stuff, I'm even excited to see Captain America Brave New World. Once we get to the main plot of this second wave of MCU character and the new Avengers and things of that nature, trust me, you're going to fall in love all over again. But you got to enjoy the ride while it's happening now. But that is my time. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. Appreciate the callers. Appreciate you, Brandon, for tapping in with me as well. And we are about to hand things off to the Five Stripes Countdown. Atlanta United taking on, again, reigning MLS Cup champion Columbus Crew here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman about to get you started here with the Five Stripes Countdown. And then they'll take you all the way up until 7:30. And at 7:30, Mike Conti, Jason Longshore, going to bring you the call between, again, Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew. I will talk to you again Monday morning, 5 a.m. sharp, for the regularly scheduled edition Hometown Take. One last time, make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Five Stripes Countdown with Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon is next as Atlanta United gets ready to take on Columbus Crew right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.